Welcome to the Dietitian Values Podcast, a space for conversations that go beyond lip speak, challenge the status quo, and hopefully create a space where we can learn and unlearn in connection and community. Join me, Laura Jean, accredited practicing dietitian, as I brain dump my thoughts, chat with insightful guests, and create a space where we'll probably end up with more questions than answers, but also a space for encouraging and inspiring accountable action. Let's dive in.
Hello, hello, and welcome to this week's episode of the Dietitian Values Podcast. Today I want to talk about why, how, or my take around the fact that there is no such thing as an ethical business. What, you may ask, considering it's coming from the human who is always talking about values in business? Well, let me explain. So if you Google ethical business or what is an ethical business, you'll come up with a few different things. So what does it mean to be an ethical business? Google will tell us it's about considering the impact of your actions, products, and services. A business cultivates trustworthiness with its clients and customers through honesty, transparency, and reliability. So it's talking about some specific ethics there. Then we can have things like that ethics, the business ethics outline acceptable behavior for a business, the application of ethical values to business behavior. Business ethics mean acting within business for non... The ethical business must be ethical because it wants to be ethical. Ethical business practices involve rules and codes of behavior that apply to everyday business operations and policies. And so we can see like some big words, some kind of like almost like rules. Like I said, that literally was one of the words, rules for how to act and show up. And also the thing... So let's get to the heart of why I don't think there's such a thing as an ethical business. Because there is no monolith. So a lot of the definitions or the conceptualizations of ethical business, moral business, etc., businesses that quote unquote do good, that was actually, I don't know if I read that one there, but when I was reading about it, one of the other kind of things that defined an ethical business is a business that makes profit and does good. So couple of issues. One is that there's no such thing as one. Every business is run through a set of ethics. The idea of ethical business is creating this idea that like a binary, and it's also like an assumption that there's a monolith, that there's like one set of ethics. And we know, well, hopefully, or what I want to remind us is that if there is an assumed set of ethics or values, then it's generally going to default to the cultural values of what is like what they kind of stand for. So if we're thinking of what would be an ethical business in our cultural values, it would be a quote unquote good business. And so that would be a set of values that our culture says are things that are good. And so there was some there that, you know, were characterized as positive / good values, like trustworthiness, honesty, transparency, reliability, etc. Now, am I saying that these aren't things that would be, you know, useful to have in a business? No, definitely not. What I want us to get really critical, or to bring a critical analysis to, not to criticize, but to bring a critical analysis to, is this idea that there's an accepted form of ethics, that to be ethical means to be one thing. And we all have different interpretations of ethics and values and morals. It's all shaped by the different values that we've been exposed to, how deeply embedded we are in the cultural values, how much questioning and unlearning we've done around those. So how we define, you know, what would be quote unquote good as far as values and ethics is really shaped by our own experiences. And so our culture or the system kind of wants there to be this idea of one kind of set of ethical, kind of moral good values, to create a bit of a binary, to create that kind of idea of what it means to be good, idea of what it means to be ethical. And that kind of shuts down our critical analysis, right? Because then we're already being told what being ethical means. So there's that piece of it. The cultural definitions, or those other definitions that I found, there was lots of talk of like the rules, the standards of behavior, the regulations, the pieces around that. And so what that creates is a rigid space. So it's not a space that can respond to what's happening, but, you know, it's it's very much kind of like bring in some ethics, but make it hierarchical, make it supremacy culture vibes. So any definition that's shaped by our cultural values around what an ethical business is going to be very influenced by those same values. And if they're not the values that you align with, then the cultural definition of an ethical business isn't going to jive. But there can't ever be such thing as an ethical business, like one way to be ethical, because values are personal, values are individual. And we can have shared values, we can have aligned values, we can have agreed values, but there's not one set of values. Every business is running their values through a set of ethics, through a set of values. They may just not align with yours. Amazon runs its business through a specific set of values. Are they my values? No. Some businesses would say they are ethical because they might do X, Y, Z, so they might have certain things, but it might not be necessarily aligned with my ethics, with my values, or with how I envisage a values-grounded business, because it is very personal and it is very individual. And not personal as in like the difference between personal and professional, but like it's individual. And we can have those shared and aligned, but if we were to decide on a definition of what an ethical business is, then really what we're moving more towards is kind of conformity. Who gets to decide on what is ethical, on what is quote unquote good ethics? I think that what we can look more is less a judgment or a label of it being an ethical business and more of it being for ourselves, values aligned, values grounded in our own businesses. But when we look at other businesses, rather than us labeling them or having some sort of process where we can go tick, you're an ethical business, it's like looking at, is that business aligned with my ethics, with my values? And so I'd really encourage you to question when these kind of things come up, when you see those kind of statements or where you think of imposing some sort of external label of ethical upon yourself, upon your business, upon somebody else's business, and look more to that relational piece where it's your relationship to the business. So for you, your own business, that is values grounded. So you're relating through your values, you're grounding in your values as you move forward in your business. For you to somebody else's business and for other people to your business, the way that we want that relating to look like, I think, is values aligned, where we can see an alignment with our own personal values. So rather than looking for an ethical business, an ethically good business, we're looking towards a business that's aligned with our ethics, that's aligned with our values, that makes sense when it comes to our own ethics and values. So a kind of short and sweet one today, because I just wanted to, it's something that's kind of been on my mind for a while. And I have shared like, you know, Instagram posts on it and stuff as well, but just to really plant that seed. And it is a little bit of a clickbaity title, I suppose, but because there is an ethical business, it's your ethical ground of business is the definition of an ethical business, but that there is no monolith. And every time we try and impose that kind of thing, we try and remove difference, we try to create a space of conformity or like a one right way, we're going to be starting that slippery slope into supremacy culture values and hierarchies and judgments and, yeah, all of that bullshit that gets us back to the same spot. If we do the same thing through the same values, through the same ethics, we're going to get the same result. And how we can move away from that is, yeah, bringing that critical analysis and questioning what's happening, and bringing your own values. And yes, look for values aligned things and look to have your business align with other people's values, but not that your business, you know, fits under some monolithic fantasy idea of what an ethical business is or gets a tick. Because quite honestly, I would not want a tick of ethical business from the cultural values of business, of the business world, because it's not the kind of business I want to be creating and cultivating. It's not the kind of world I want to be part of. I want my business to be kind of like a, if I was going to give it a label, a rebel business, an anarchy inspiring business, as opposed to an ethical business as decided by the values of the culture we're nested in, which are no kind of values that I feel aligned with. So I'm putting that out to you. Don't have an ethical business, have your values grounded business, and look for, when you're working with people, values aligned businesses, as opposed to those kind of labels and judgments around it. So we might be, you know, judging, and there's nothing wrong with judging, but we might be judging that business is unethical But what we really mean and what we can be more specific and wrap words around is that that value, that business is out of alignment with my ethics. It's out of alignment with my values. It's out of alignment with the ethics that I want to breathe life into the world we're, you know, co-creating. And so we can be really specific about what we mean around that, which not only is more specific and explains what we're talking about, but brings so much more resonance, you know, rather than this idea of this kind of monolithic, fluffy, like undefined or defined by the values of the culture, ethical business and ethical business practices. Because generally when we have those kind of things, the people that get to decide on what that is are the people that already have power in the system. And I want no part of their kind of idea of what it means to be ethical. Because it's not aligned for me. So I want to create and cultivate my values-grounded business, and I want to create a space where you can align with that business, my business, and find values alignment with it if it speaks to you, if there is that alignment. My business won't be for everyone. Not everyone will find values alignment with my business, and that's okay. And I don't need anyone to judge that my business is ethical to them. It might not be. It might not be aligned with their ethics and values. And what is a more accurate judge is, you know, whether it's aligned with mine. And that's how I'll know that I'm running or that I'm creating and cultivating my values-grounded business. So I'll leave you with that. Have a think on it. Share this episode if it resonates. And yeah, I'll drop in the links in the show notes, another podcast I've done on can you be successful in ethical business? Can you be ethical and successful in business? And so we'll talk about that through that kind of lens, which is kind of, you know, got a similar vibe to this, but also goes a little bit further on that topic. Okay, I'll drop that in the show notes. If you are interested in cultivating and creating your values-grounded business, then reach out, book a good fit call, and let's get into it. Okay, if you've got questions, comments, concerns, if I've missed something or missed the mark, reach out. I'm always here to continue the conversation. Bye for now. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate you and the time you've given to me. If you like what you heard, please share it with your dietitian besties and subscribe on your platform of choice. Want more like this? Come follow along and continue the convo on Instagram, where I hang out at Dietitian Values. I'm so grateful for you and the opportunity to connect. Have a good one. Catch you next time on the Dietitian Values podcast. The Dietitian Values podcast is recorded on the unceded lands of the Ngambri and Ngunnawal people. I pay my respects to the elders past, present, and emerging.